Good Wednesday morning to you. Welcome into In Focus on News Radio KMAN. And it is the second Wednesday of the month, which means we're talking Pottawatomie County Schools to lead off the program. And joining us in studio, we have USD 320 Wamego Superintendent Tim Winter. Good morning.
Good morning, Brandon.
And no Kevin Logan today here from USD 323. We've got instead St. George Elementary Principal Dan Ackland substituting. We appreciate you being here.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
It's always good to talk to Pottawatomie County Schools, see what's going on here. Of course, last week there was a lot of good stuff going on in Wamego, I know, homecoming.
It was homecoming week for us last week. Of course, Spirit Week, every day the students had a different dress-up day and other activities throughout the building. We also had a pep rally and bonfire that the Booster Club coordinated on a Sunday evening. We typically don't do school activities on a Sunday evening, but with all the activities taking place, we cannot find a free night where everyone's available. So we allow our Booster Club to use Sunday night to do that. And they had a great pep rally out at the sports complex and a fun bonfire. Really kicked the week off well. Capped it off with the football game against Marysville. Great, great game. Two really good teams. Marysville, I believe, is number one in the state in one poll, maybe number two in another. We led the entire game up until about 4 minutes to go and just couldn't quite hang on. But the boys played hard and the coaches did a great job, but lost 20-17. And hopefully we'll see those guys in the future down the road in the playoffs. But looking forward to this week.
All right. And again, you named the track, too?
Correct. Yes. We also had a ceremony at halftime to name the track after Coach Rick Patton. Rick has been coaching and teaching for over 40 years. I believe in Wamego, it's 37 or 38 years. But Rick and his family were present, and we recognized them, and they received a standing ovation for several minutes. Rick is just a phenomenal, phenomenal person. He's had an impact on so many lives. Just a few highlights of his career, and he is still coaching. He is our cross-country coach, and the kids are having a great season. And he also coaches, is an assistant coach at track. He stepped down as a head coach a couple years ago, but still assists and provides a great deal of mentorship to other coaches and our athletes. But Rick has won 7 state titles. He has finished runner-up 14 times at the state level, and his boys cross country teams have qualified for state 32 consecutive years. It's just incredible, you know, along with other things you could list of how many times he's finished in the top 5 and so forth. But our track is now Rick Patton Track, and we just owe Rick and his wife Jolene and family just a lot of appreciation for the many, many years of service and the impact he's had on so many people.
What a great way to honor someone for all those years of service. That's fantastic. What about over at Rock Creek Public Schools? What was last week like for you guys over there?
We had a lot of fun around the district. I know at the high school, a lot of Spirit Week activities going on and a lot of excitement. Football team has picked up first couple of wins this year, and I know our community is excited for that and really behind. And took my family out to enjoy the football game. It was cool, chilly, but still enjoyed the festivities and happy for the kids that they're experiencing these wins and hope they can keep building on that.
Now, you're the principal at St. George Elementary. How long have you been out there?
This is my second year out there. Prior to that, I was out in Hutchinson, USD 308, for 3 years. And prior to that, taught fifth grade in Valley Center outside of Wichita.
Okay. And what do you think about being here compared to maybe some other other places you've been?
You know, one of the things that really surprises me is for a building of 500 kids and as big as the district is becoming, it's still a very small town feel, close, tight-knit community. Everybody knows each other. Love that. Grew up with that. Very much appreciate that.
Yeah, we don't talk a lot about St. George Elementary. It's kind of a smaller school in the area, but even though it's small, there's a lot of activities going on constantly.
Absolutely. You know, since I've come on, we've started doing some new things. One of the things we started doing is we wanted to get more parent involvement, especially dads and positive male role models. So we started the Watchdogs program. DOG stands for Dads of Great Students. So getting those positive male role models to take a day off from work and come spend a day with their kid in school. So they spend an hour or two of the day with their kids. They get to see the other grade level stuff going on, volunteer in the classroom, eat lunch with kids, go out to recess with them, and just build relationships with kids. And it's just been really powerful for them to see what school is like nowadays compared to when they were in school, to get to know the kids, get to see the challenges that teachers and schools face these days. And a lot of them, before they leave, are like, when can I sign up for another day? So
I would imagine dads just love that. What about the kids? They're getting to trot their dad around to their friends.
Absolutely. They are thrilled. They think they're pretty hot stuff that day. They get introduced in the morning in the gym, and so every kid knows that they're there, and we take their picture for our wall of fame at the end of the day. So it's a constant memory that their dad was there for a day.
That's cool. That's a neat thing for those kids. And I understand you do other things, including morning meetings every day?
Absolutely. So one of the things that I started at my last school is a morning meeting. It's just a great way to start the day. For me, I get to see all 500-plus kids at the start of the day, and we do the pledge together. We go over what's for lunch, announcements. We celebrate birthdays, do a Boys Town social skill that we practice to work on that social-emotional. But a lot of parents have reached out to me about their appreciation for this, because if they had a kid that kind of struggled to get to school before, now their kid is practically dragging their parents out the door to get there because they don't want to miss that morning meeting. It's a chance for them to be social. Their teacher comes down and is with them for that, walks them to class. It's just been a very positive thing for us.
Yeah, that sounds like it. And you hear stuff like that, and really that's kind of what it's all about, building kind of a safe place for kids to feel like they can come here and it's, they got a family to go to.
Absolutely. All about the relationships.
That's really neat. Positive referrals. Tell me a little bit more about that.
Absolutely. So I think at times it's pretty easy for parents to feel like the only time the school gets a hold of them is to share something bad that's happened. Or the only time when the kids come to the principal's office, it's, I'm in trouble. What did I do? And I want to flip that perception. I want that perception to be, well, the principal is here to help. And so each staff member gets a half sheet of paper every week, and they fill that out when they catch a student going above and beyond. And so, I mean, that's different for every kid, so you kind of have to know your kids. But they celebrate that with the kid. The kid gets to pick any adult in the building they want, not just the staff member that gave them the referral. And we put the phone on speakerphone with the kid, call home, share that with mom or dad. And it's just a very powerful, powerful moment. I can remember back to my first year, the first positive referral that was given out, the kid picked the school nurse to call home, and very powerful for everybody, and just makes you feel good. I know that our school nurse last year was in tears about it. She was so excited and so moved by it. So,
well, that's a neat program. Well, I'm glad you could come on and share some of that stuff with us here. We'll continue our conversation here in just a moment.
Thank you.
Let's take a quick break. We'll come back and we'll talk more with what's going on with the Wamego School Board meeting next week. We'll do that next on KMAN.